Strange Planets, Part 1, Chapter 12. Your X-Wing hovers over an emerald planet. It is a shimmering green orb, with large patches of blue, indicating perhaps great inland lakes. Clouds and mist swirl over the planet's surface, like steam rising from a cauldron. I'm not picking up any cities or technology, R2. You say, massive life form readings, though. There's something alive down there. A lot of somethings, actually. No, I'm not going to change my mind. I'm going to find this Yoda. R2, watch your language. The ship descends through the atmosphere, submerging itself deeper and deeper into the swirling mist and cloud. You can't see a thing. An alarm sounds in the cockpit. R2 beeps at you. I know, you shout. Your eyes frantically scan the scopes and meters. They're all dead. You get the strangest notion in your head. It's as if you're descending into some kind of dream. A place where technology doesn't work. Where science and logic fail. You try to shake the thought away, and then the ship shakes you back. Hard. You're being pushed back into your seat. Cracking and snapping echo through the cockpit. But the mist is so thick and deep, you can't tell if it's the ship breaking or whatever's outside. The X-Wing is falling, plunging deeper and deeper into the dream world. Your neck snaps forward as the ship jerks to a stop. Your head is pounding. Woozily, you try to make out the readings from the X-Wing. There are no readings. The ship is no longer functioning at all. Wherever you've just landed, you're not leaving anytime soon. You are now standing on the very threshold of your training. You have come to a place halfway between waking and dreaming, between the physical and the mystical. Welcome to Dagobah. Lesson Lambda. Strange places. New worlds. I want you to do something dangerous. Not too dangerous. Don't die on me, kid. But something outside your comfort zone. Something that makes your skin tingle. Just a little bit. Think of a place that you haven't gone before. It can be nearby. Maybe it's the janitor's closet in your school. Maybe it's the basement of your public library. Look around. It has one. Maybe it's your own attic. At night, when everyone's sleeping. Someplace that's a little strange, a little creepy. Next chance you get, go there. Alone. Don't tell anyone what you're doing. Slip into that strange place. Close the door behind you. Don't let it lock. Starving to death counts as dying on me. And sit there. Maybe you're in darkness. Maybe you're not. Explore the place with your mind. With your hands. Be alone there. Do you feel scared? Good. You should be.